Kamala Harris promises green cards for Afghans despite bidding failures that imported accused ISIS terrorist. By John Binder on October 10, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris is promising to provide tens of thousands of Afghan nationals brought to the United States often without in-person screenings, with green cards. The move would come even as an accused Islamic State ISIS terrorist was able to get resettled in Oklahoma from Afghanistan as part of Harris and President Joe Biden's massive Afghan resettlement operation. In September 2021, the Biden-Harris administration began resettling nearly 100,000 Afghan nationals across American communities. Among those resettled was 27-year-old Nasir Ahmad Tawhidi, who was arrested in Oklahoma this month after allegedly plotting an ISIS terrorist attack on American citizens on Election Day. Despite widespread vetting failures, according to several federal audits, Harris is vowing that as president, she would work to provide green cards to those Afghans resettled in the U.S. in 2021 by passing a Senate bill by Senators James Lankford, ROK, Kyrsten Sinema, Ayaz, and Chris Murphy, DCT, that included such a provision. Harris's campaign website reads, "As president, she will bring back the bipartisan border security bill and sign it into law. At the same time, she knows that our immigration system is broken and needs comprehensive reform that includes strong border security and an earned pathway to citizenship," emphasis added. The resettlement operation has been plagued with vetting failures since Afghans started arriving at Dulles International Airport in 2021. In April 2023, a former Department of Defense DOD official revealed to Congress that some Afghans were resettled in the U.S. before they were found to have been involved in placing improvised explosive devices, IEDs, in Afghanistan to kill American troops. In 2021, Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, requested information about the number of Afghans who sought entry to the U.S. and were listed on the federal government's no-fly list because of their ties to Islamic terrorism. Biden's top agency officials have refused to disclose the total. In September 2022, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Inspector General, IG, issued a bombshell report detailing how the Biden administration brought Afghans to the U.S. who were not fully vetted and could pose a risk to national security. Similarly, in February 2022, a DOD IG report revealed that Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans who arrived in the U.S. and that about 50 Afghans were flagged for significant security concerns after their resettlement. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties, the DOD IG report stated, have since disappeared into American communities. The report noted that as of September 17, 2021, only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged with specific derogatory information could be located. In August 2022, Senators Josh Hawley, RMO, and Ron Johnson, RY, detailed allegations from a whistleblower who claimed the Biden administration knowingly resettled almost 400 Afghans in the U.S. who were listed as potential threats in federal databases and urged staff to cut corners in the vetting process. In May 2022, a Project Veritas report alleged the Biden administration resettled Afghans listed on the federal government's terrorism watch list in American communities. In July of this year, Grassley asked DHS and the FBI for details about what the agencies are doing to monitor those Afghans who are deemed national security threats after they were resettled in the U.S. Neither of the agencies has responded to the request. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.